The timber company Gunns Limited might have gone into administration, but that hasn't stopped the receivers from reopening a wood chip mill at Longreach in the Tamar Valley that's been closed for the past 2 years. The mill is right next door to the site where Gunns planned to build Australia's biggest pulp mill. While the future of the pulp mill is still uncertain, the wood chipper is very much open for business. The receivers and managers of Gunns Limited, Korda Mentha, have new wood chip contracts with Japan, and they've hired 100 contractors to work at the mill. Felicity Ogilvy reports from the Tamar Valley.
Log trucks are once again carting timber into the Gunns woodchip mill at Longreach, and drivers like Gary Simmons are glad of the work.
It's been good. Good to be out of cart back in here again. Good for the community.
The timber is piling up in the yard and the woodchip pile is also growing. The receiver of Gunns Limited, Brian Webster from Korda Mentha, says the wood chips will be shipped to Japan next month.
So we've got about 10 ships, post-appointment, 10 ships locked away between sort of post-appointment and through to March next year.
The wood is coming from plantations in the north of the state that are owned by Gunns. Mr. Webster says reopening the mill has allowed Gunns to employ 100 new contractors.
Prior to appointment, there was approximately 20 contractors employed. Now there's about 120, so they're involved with the harvesting, haulage, chipping of the wood chip, the logs as well.
Some of the contractors delivering wood to the mill are old hands like Donald Beams. He's been working for Gunns for 41 years.
We had the obviously existing gear, and if we didn't have that, you wouldn't buy machinery to go into it, as in buy new machinery or setting up leases. We're just hopeful that something good will come up. I suppose you grab it whatever you think you can within reason.
It's unclear how long the wood chip mill will be open for or when the receiver, Brian Webster, will put it on the market.
We've got a good end-to-end wood chipping business that would be able to sustain itself for 15 years, and obviously with the replantings and the maturity of a tree for 15 years, you could run the operation in perpetuity.
Now, this wood chip site is right next door to the pulp mill site. How does this operation and keeping it going help Korda Mentha with plans to sell the pulp mill project?
Well, in terms of the pulp mill, I mean, there's a lot of complexities around the pulp mill and the timing of when that may be taken to the market. That's all wrapped up with what's happening in the courts at the moment and the managed investment schemes, the trees associated with the managed investment schemes. At the moment, it's not clear whether some of those schemes will be continuing.
Despite the uncertainty surrounding the wood supply for the pulp mill, Mr. Webster says several Australian and international companies have expressed interest in the project.
Felicity Ogilvie.